Schwester Molde Asser, Rav Mendelowitz, and Rav Kornfeld Yedidai. Very dear and precious families, the Lorings and the Normans. We have come together, Mitzoy Shabbos Shuva, for us Eiris. What brought us together on this Mitzvah Shabbos, and what brought me here from Yerushalayim, is not only the fact that we're standing before Yom Kippur, but also the tragedy that struck this community. When two young people from beautiful and wonderful families, two young Bnei Torah, passed away, and it is a great tragedy. Children should be burying their parents, la'acha mea ve'eslem. Parents should not be burying children. And I know what it is, the depth of grief when a tragedy of this nature strikes. No one could imagine what it is and what it feels like unless you have known similar tragedy. So a few years ago, when tragedy struck in my family and one of my daughters lost a child, and I was directly affected, so I could in a way feel and know what it means and what it is. But we felt in those dark days that we were drawn closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu by tragedy. And the overwhelming feeling of Kirvas Elokim, the overwhelming feeling that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was with us through this ordeal, is something which nobody really wants. But in a way, we felt enriched by this terrible tragedy. So before saying anything else, I just want to say to the parents of Ben Zion Yishai and Shlomo, Benachom Eszion Tenuchamu, you should only know, Besaidus Toivus, your two young children should be Melitza Yosha. And from now on, till the end of your days, you should only know Simcha and Nachas and B'Seiris Toivus. In Megillas Eicha, the Posuk says, Bochoy Tivko Belaila V'Dimosa Alechio. And in Medrash Eicha, the Medrash says, Ma'aseh V'Shchentoy Shor Rabban Gamliel Shoyso Boicha Belaila Al Ben Tishchores Shemeisla V'Haya Rabban Gamliel Shomea Ed Bichya, Vohoyu Boiche Ima, Ad Shinosh Ruri Seyenov. Rabban Gamliel had a neighbor, a woman that cried all night because she lost a child. And Rabban Gamliel, from his home, heard her sobs. He heard that young mother crying, and he used to cry with her, Ad Shinosh Ruri Seyenov. Hadoi dechsiv bochi tivke balaylo v'dimosa alechya. And one asks, what does it have to do with Chorban Beis Hamikdash? What does it have to do with the Beis Hamikdash, with the Kohen Gadol, with the Korbanis? Personal tragedy that could strike anyone and everywhere. What does it have to do with the pasuk in Megillah Seicho? Bochi tivke balaylo v'dimosa alechya. And I feel, Of course it has to do. Because Beis HaMikdash is not only sacrifices. Beis HaMikdash means Hashroas HaShchino. And Hashroas HaShchino means Ha'oras Ponim. And Ha'oras Ponim means Chesed V'Rachami. And Chorban Beis HaMikdash is not only Bitul HaTmidim. Chorban Beis HaMikdash is Siluk HaShchino. Siluk HaShchino is Midas HaDin. And Midas HaDin is treasure. So when the Navi prophecies about the end of days, about Achas Hayomim, Zog the Navi, or the Yeshu Zekein Vezekein Ois Barachoy Vez Yerushalayim, Ish Mishantoy B'yodoy Meroy V'yomim Yelodim V'yelodoy Is Mesachakim Berachovoteya. Where are the Kabbalists? Where is the Beis Hamikdash? Where is the Kohen Gadol? Well, they will be there. But besides the Beis Hamikdash and the Kohen and the Karbonis, when Mashiach would come, we will live a utopian life. Ish mishantoy biyodim eroi biyomim, yolodim vizikudlodis mesachakim berachoy voiseyo. So every Jewish tragedy has to do with Esther Ponim and with Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So let us all daven in these holiest of days in Yom Kippur, Shekodesh Boch Yerachem Aleinu, Yishlach Lolo Es Moshiach Tzidkeinu, and we will know no more pain and no more suffering, only Simcha V'Sasa Yemotze Boch V'Koyel Rino. This Shabbos was Shabbos Shuva. And this morning we read the Haftorah of Sefer Hosea. Shuvi Yisroel ad Hashem Elokecho ki chushaltu bi'avonecho. Kho emochem dvorim v'shuvu al Hashem. Imru elav kol tisu avoyim. V'kach toiv. U'nishalmu porim sfoseinu. The Navi gives us a remarkable eitzah. Kuh emochem dvorim v'shuvu al Hashem. You're coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring something. Don't come empty hand. Kuh emochem dvorim v'shuvu al Hashem. There's a very famous drosha of the Rashash, the great Mekubal, Reb Sholem Sharabi, 250 years ago. And in the drosha of the Rashash, Lepneit Kiyas Shoifor, the Rashash says that in Yom HaManiroim, everybody has to do tshuva at least on one Avera. One Avera. And what about the other 364? What is the significance of doing tshuva on one Avera? So the Rashash says, when you do tshuva shleima, even on one Aveda, you are a Baal Tshuva, regardless of all the others. And as a Baal Tshuva, you have special place by HaKadosh Baruch. V'mokim shebaal tshuva oindem ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim lamad. So the Sfasemis said, I have to say it in Yiddish, because how could you say Sfasemis in any other language? So the Sfasemis said, Abal tshuva treft sich nicht kam Platz. In a Kodesh Bochum macht den Platz. Wer kennt Stein, dort wie a Kodesh Bochum hat gemacht Platz vor a Joch. So the Sfasemis said, what is it that Chazal say, B'mokoim shebaal et tshuva oim dem ein tzadikim gemurim yicholim lamor. Abal tshuva doesn't find any place. So a Kodesh Bochum makes him place. And in that space that a Kodesh Baruch Hu specially tailored and made for a Baal Tshuva, who could stand there? No one in the world. So the Navi says, Ashu lo yushu'enu, al sus lo nir kavoy, lo enoy meroyed elokeinu lamas yudeinu asho b'cho yirucham yatom. A Baal Tshuva feels like a yosin. Everything that gave him a sense of security, of power, of prominence, of strength, everything fell apart. Nothing, nothing left. Al sus loy nirkavoy. Loy noy meroy delokeinu namas yodeinu. Asher b'cho yurucham yosoy. But Shuv in a way feels like a Yosem. He has no place. Everything familiar has disintegrated. Every day, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till after the Yom Tov, we say Perek Chof Zayin and Tehillim, and in that Perek as well, we say Ki Ovi Ve'imi Azavuni Vashem Yasfei. So Abal Tshuva Tzav Tzich Mishkan Platz, Kodesh Baruch Hu Machten Platz. Who could stand there? So Balei Tshuva have a special place by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot tackle it all at a time, but at least be a Baal Tshuva. And to be a Baal Tshuva, if you did Tshuva and one Aveira Tshuva Shleima, you belong to the club. You're part of the collective of Balei Tshuva. And as a Baal Tshuva, you have a special place in the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Navi says, Kchui mochim devurim vishovu al Hashem. Bring something. Imru elov, kol tiso avoin, v'kach toiv, u'nishalmu porim sposeinu. An amazing Rashi. Rashi on the spot, the Navi Hosea. Imru elov, kol tiso avoin, slach al kol avoin oisein, v'kach toiv. Ma'at ma'asim toivim shibiyodi kach biyodcho v'shofteini achareihem. I brought something. Ma'at ma'asim toiv. I expect you, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slach al kol avoinoseinu. V'miyesh biyodi ma'at ma'asim toivim shofteini achareihem. Is that reasonable? Maybe not. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu is above and beyond reason. And Rashi continues in this same Perek. Amazing Rashi. So the Navi says, Asher lo yushienu, al sus lo nirkavoid, lo yinoim eroid elokeinu lamas yudeinu, asher bachu yorucham yusam. Erpo mushavosam, ohaveim nidavo, kishav api mimeni. Rashi says, Apol pisha einam ro'uyem la'ahavo, es nadeiv lo'ohavam, kishav api mimeni. They might not deserve my love. Apol pisha einam ro'uyem la'ahavo, es nadeiv lo'ohavam. I wish to love them. Kishav api mimeni. V'miyoyim eloi ma'atasa. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to love his children. And he wants to atone for all their avedas. Nobody dictates to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I say, nobody twists a Kodesh Baruch Hu's arms, not even the Rambam. Nobody. Apar pisha einam ra'uyim la'ahavo. Es nadev lo ohavam kishav api mimeni. So we come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, Ma'at ma'asim toivim. Kol tiso avoin, v'kach toiv. We've brought something. So the Rishash says that a person should do tshuva at least on one of it. The Pelet Yoyetz brings the Rishash. Erech Rosh Hashanah. The Maharal in a Siva Tshuva says the same. I am aware of the Chovis Alvovis in Shara Tshuva Perik Zayin. The Chovis Alvovis says that if a person does Tshuva on one Aveda and not on all the others, he is Ketoivim V'Sheretz Biyodoy. So obviously, according to the Chovis Alvovis, it means nothing. So if this is a machloikis, I say halocha kereshash, and not kechoyves alvovis. Why do you think so? Yochid v'rabi malochi k'rabi. Three against one. The Maral, Peliyoyetz, and the Rishash. Halochi kibasroi. That's another cloud. Sofek nefoshes lekula. Is there any greater sofek nefoshes? But I don't think it's a machloikis at all. Mara merchodeva, no plea. Chayvus Elvavus deals with a person. He says, Ani b'shrirus libi eilech. So Erev Yom Kippur, he looks through the Al-Chaitz. You know, he picks out the easiest one. Al-Chaitz shechatanu. That means nothing. That is not defined as tshuva. That's not tshuva. That is toivel v'sheres v'yada. We are speaking about a different person and a different situation. Ritzoneinu la'asos ritzonecha. Melchemes ha'yetzer is not easy. So, we're trying. I have brought something. Imru elav kol tisov in the kach toiv, and I promise the neshamu porims for saying. We will continue. We're not stopping here. But for as now, for the time being, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, em yesh biyodi ma'at ma'asim toivim shofteini achareyem. So that is the chiddush of the Rishash, and there's no machlokes. I think the Chayvus Elvavus would agree with that. So in these days, Mitzui Shabbos Shuvah, this is the last stop before Yom Kippur. We have embarked on this journey 35 days ago. Rosh Chodesh Elul. Stop number 2 was the Slichus. Number 3 was Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos Shuvah, and we are approaching our final destination. Hayom HaKodesh V'Hanoiro. The day that the Rambam defines as Keitz Mechila V'Slicha V'Kapora L'Kol Yisrael. The greatest Zgula is Shivroin Leiv. Shivroin Leiv V'Boishes Po. Mitzoy Shabbos Chassidim tell Sipurei Tzadik. So I'll tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov. Chassidim tell a story. One year, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the B'Shem Tov called one of his greatest Talmidim. His name was Reb Wolf Kitches. And the B'Shem Tov told him, I want you to be the Baal Makrif this year. No. He was overwhelmed and uplifted. No greater covet than to be the B'Shem Tov's Baal Makrif. And every day, they used to go in the mikveh early in the morning, and the B'Shem Tov learned with him Kavonas at Kriyas. Kavonas Ha'ari and Tkiyas Shoifu. Every day. Rosh Hashanah, the free, gets up early in the morning, Rav Wolf, the Baal Makrif, and he remembers nothing. It all escaped him. Shavuot V'Rotzutz, he tries to remember, to no avail. And he doesn't know what to do. Obviously, he thinks to himself, I must go to my great Rebbe, to the Baal Shem Tov, and just let him know that I don't remember anything that he taught. But how could I break his heart? He spent a month to teach me Kavonas Atkias. On the other hand, he thinks, then if I won't tell the Baal Shem Tov, won't he know? The first Kia, he will, won't he feel that this is an empty tekiah. And he didn't know what to do. Heartbroken, torn apart. And suddenly, when he is still in the middle of his machshavas, and the Baal Shem Tov shouts, Laman atzeach levnei koirach mizmor, and they all start to say the Tehillim. And he still doesn't know what to do. And then before the tekiah, the Baal Shem Tov speaks. And he says, there was a great king. And this great king had many oitzvahs. And each of his ministers had a key to one of the oitzvahs. But there was only one master key that opened all the oitzvahs. But that key he gave to no minister, to no stranger, only to his only son. Because the only one he could ultimately give total trust was to his son. So the Baal Shem Tov says, each of the Kavonas Atkiyas is a Mafteach to one of Sharei Shamayim. But there is only one master key that opens all the shores. And that master key is Shivroim Leiv. So the Wolfkitches know exactly what he had to do. That is the key to all Sharei Shamayim. Nobody could endure Midas Adin. Al tovoy b'mishpotes avdecho ki lo yitztach lefonecho kol chai, says David HaMelech in Tehillim. We all are dependent on Midas Urachim. We all have to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, Erpo mishuvosam ohaveim nedovo kishav api mimeni. And the mafteach is Shivroim Leiv and a michus koim. That is the mafteach. There's an unbelievable Zohar in Parshas Balak. The Zohar says that in Tehillim we find three tefillahs. Perek Peivov in Tehillim is Tfilu LeDavid. Perek Tzadik in Tehillim is Tfilu LeMoshe. And Perek Kuvbeis is Tfilu LeOni Ki Yatoi VeLefnei Hashem Yishpur Tzivu. Zog de Zoya, Tfilu LeDavid, is the greatest of the Tfilas of all the kings in history. Tefillah LeMoshe is the greatest of all the tefillahs of all human beings in history, because nobody achieved the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Tefillah LeOni is greater than Tefillah LeDavid and greater than Tefillah LeMoshe. So Libi Yoimeli, Tefillah LeDavid is a tefillah that is based on Yesoidu Avoido. David HaMelech is described and named in Sefer Shmuel Ne'im Zmirois Yisrael Amoidu Avoida. Moshe is Amoida Torah. In the last perek of Divrei Nevi'im, Sof Sefer Malachi, the Novi says, Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi Asher Tzivrei Bechoyev. Toiras Hashem is defined as Toiras Moshe Avdi. So Tefillah LeMoshe is a tefillah that is based on Koyach HaToyah. The Gemara in Yevamos says that Gedolei HaMeroim used to daven b'ne amudi digarse b'rabonon. Tefillahs are in a skabel when the tefillahs are in a base medrash in Amokim Torah. So that is Tefillah LeDavid and thus is Tefillah LeMoshe. But what tops them all is Tefillah LeOni Ki Yatoi V'Lifnei Hashem Yishpoch. And there's a very well-known Yerushalmi in Malkus Daf Zayin. A more elaborate version is in Psikta de Rev Kahana. So Chazal say, Shalu lechochmo, choyte ma onsho. What is the din of a Baal Aveda? How did Chochma respond? Rishaim teradeif ro. Shalom lenevua, choyte ma'adinoi. Omro, nefesh achatas hitomus. Shalom letoiro, choyte ma'onsho. The Torah said, Yovi oshem, v'yiskapel. Shalom lakodesh baruch hu. What is the ultimate din of a chayta? Yase tshuva v'yichupahalo. The Maharal, Nesiva Soila, Nesiva Tshuva, Perek Aleph, says a moshul. So the Maharal says, once again, you probably have realized all our Meshorim deal with kings. So there was a shomer that got a most precious kli from the king to watch for. And the shomer didn't do his job properly. He was grossly negligent, and the kli was broken. Broken-hearted and terribly worried, he went to a wise man to ask for an etzah. I mean, what could I do? He says, what could you do? There's nothing you could do. You should have been more diligent in the first place. I don't think there's anything you could do. You got a sacred trust from the king, and you failed. However, I have a friend that knows the king personally. Maybe he could give you an aid. So go to him, because he's familiar with the king. He went to the king's friend, and he responded in the same way. I mean, what do you expect? You failed the ultimate test of loyalty. However, I know the person that made this clear in the first place. You know, he's the manufacturer. Maybe he could fix it. It would be kedai to turn to him. So he went to the craftsman that produced this clay in the first place, and he said, well, could be fixed, but don't expect it to look like new. You know, that's impossible. I could fix it. It'll work. It'll be functional, but I want you to understand, it'll never look like new. So what could he do? All he could do is go to the king and ask for mercy. So the Maral says, Chayta, Ma'adino, we all got a sacred trust from Melech Malchei Melochim. And a Shomo HaTahoro that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And we failed our test. So what could we do? Shalom L'Chokhmah, so we go ask the wisest of people, what could we do? There's nothing you could do. You should have been more careful in the first place. However, maybe we should ask the Nevuah. Kiyem gilo soido ila avodov ha-Nevi'im. The Nevuah that is more familiar. The Nevi'im that understand the Darkei Hashem. Shalu le-Nevuah. They responded in the same way. However, the Nevuah said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu estakel bi-oraisa v'boro alamo. In the first Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bereishis, at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, HaTorah Ameres Ani Hoisi Klei Umnosoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe we should consult the Torah. The Torah knows the makings of one's neshama, of the world. Shalu the Torah. And the Torah responded, well, there's a Chatos, there's a Oshem. We can do something about it, but it'll never be the same. Don't expect it to be as new. So when everybody turns us down, ultimately, where do we go? Back to our Kodesh Baruch. And what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? So the Maral quotes a Medrash in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Zayin, and Medrash Rava. So ultimately, when we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hugs us and kisses us, and he says, let me share a secret with you. From the outside, my palace is l'kavod v'l'tiferes, but please come in with me. Lefnai v'lefnim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechabev kelim shepurim. So the Medrash says, "Gnai hu lehedyot sheyishtamish bekelim shvurim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtamish elo bekelim shvurim shenemar koroi v'ashem lenishberei leiv ezdakei ruach yoshia." So we failed the test, but we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shivroin leiv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares a secret with us. So that is the greatest segula. There's a slonimous story. Rav Moshe Mikubrin used to say that there was an old chassid. His name was Rav Monava. And this story is in Torah Sovis. So Rav Moshe Kubrina used to say that Rav Monala had gesagt, when I daven in Shabbos, And I say, Befiyah Shorim Tisroim Amo, Besif Sei Tzadikim Tisborech, Ubelshoin Chasidim Tiskalish, Ubekerev Kedoshim Tisaro. That is Nusach Sfarad. I look at the text and I don't find myself. Is this where I belong? Am I a Kodesh? Am I a Tzaddik? Do I have place between the Yeshoim and the Hasidim? I'm not there. But when I say over Mekalo Yisrevo Yisam Hu Beis Yisroel, I'm one of them. And Rav Moshe Kobrina said, I don't find myself even there. But when I say Shekel Choyvas Kol HaYetzurim, I am one of those. Shekein choyvas kol yitzur. So, Rosh Chodesh Elul, we probably thought we would achieve far more. But we're almost there. It's Erev Yom Kippur. And we come back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and we say, we haven't brought much. But we have brought Shivul in Leiv and Boishes Pun. Like Ezra HaSoifa. Boishti menechlamti lehorim ponay elecho, says Ezra HaSoifa for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have brought something. We haven't come empty handed. Ku emuchem devorim v'shuvu el Hashem. So please, Rabbi Nishalayim, and we know that we don't deserve it. But we plead. And you do love Kelim Shavuim. Em yesh biyodi ma'at ma'asim toivim, says Rashi. Shofteini achareyem. V'slach l'kol avoynoisai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes. Afor pi she'enom ru'uyim la'ahavo. Esnadev lo'ohavom kishavapi mimeni. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be merachim, nobody could stop him. V'yoyim aloy ma'atasa. There's an amazing Yerushalmi twice in Shas and Hedr and Samech Tes, Avod Azorah Yud Ches. Unbelievable Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, Gimel Tzvorim Niftochim Barosh Hashanah, Tzadikim, Rashoam, Beinoinim, Misha Choyvoisov, Meruben Al Tzvuyoisov, Nechtim Chas Vesholem, Lesitra Achra, Misha Tzvuyoisov, Meruben Al Choyvoisov, is a Tzadik, and then there are Beinonim. Yerushalmi says that sometimes if a person doesn't have enough schuyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yohev lei midilei. HaKadosh Baruch has no lack of schuyos. And if a person doesn't have enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives from his. Well, does that make sense? Of course it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, and that's why it is not recognized neither by Chochmah, nor by Neviyah, nor by Torah. Because it doesn't make sense. But that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Torah wouldn't understand it, neither would Nevuah, neither would Chochmah. Esnadev le'ohavam, kishav api mimen. And that is the zgula of Kelim Shavuot. That is the zgula of Shivroi Leiv. So I am quoting Chazal. You know, if I would be quoting Chassidus Shereva, this is Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoav Levi Didei. And the Mabit, one of the greatest poskim, 500 years ago, in Sefer Beis Elokim, says the Mabit, why do we say the posik in Yomim in Aruim Vayigba Hashem Tzavois B'mishpot? The Mabit says, when the schuyos of Bnei Yisrael are on the table, HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks with a magnifying glass, with a microscope. He wants to see every detail. When the choyves of Yisrael are around the table, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbia uf kenesha, like an eagle. Vayigba Hashem tzavois b'mishpot. And he sees from afar, ignoring the details. He doesn't want to see the little stuff, only the big things. Does that make sense? No. But that is Rotzon Hashem. And that is our hope, Because we know, Mi yizkelefonecho bedin. Mi yizkelefonecho bedin. Hen b'maloch av yosim tohara. Nobody could withstand midas adin. Not the greatest lamb, not the greatest tzaddik. So we all are dependent on Rachem Eishamayim. And the only master key that opens Kol Shorei Shamayim is Shivrin Leif. Tfilu la'oni ki ya'atoi felifnei Hashem yishbolch sich. That is the zgula of Yomim Nero. However, chuim ochim tevorim v'shuvu al Hashem. That is essential. We cannot come empty hand. And as the Rishash says, do something. Everybody has to be choise v'tshuva on something. Something benodem l'mokem and something benodem l'chaveh. Something b'kum v'aseh and something b'shev al tais. We cannot come before a Kodesh Baruch Hu empty hand. So everybody has to take something upon himself. Something clear. Something tangible. And we have to be better than we were yesterday. So Torah is more Racham Eishamayim more than anything else. Im tachan alei machano, im tokam alei malchomo, bezois an yiboy teach, the medrash says, bezois zois a toira odom ki yom es boyom. And we say this Beirut twice a day, every day, in Elul and Tishrei. In Ksuvah Dafay in Zion, the Gemara says, toira maiksiv bo, ayelas ahuvim v'yalas chayin. Toira brings chayin upon lamdei toira. And the Gemara says, "Im chayin mala alam deu agun elo magne." Torah is megan, and a soy to chafalam. The Gemara says, "Torah is agun e magne umetzula matzle bein de idnedosik bei bein de idnedoloyosik." So we should take upon ourselves more asmoda, more aves Torah, more shashua shol Torah, more kriyas itim le Torah, and the Torah should be ma'ore racham eishamayim. We should take upon ourselves more ben odom l'chaveh and more yashus v'leislachik min hagezel. Today, for some reason, it's more popular to speak about ben odom l'mokev than ben odom l'chaveh. If you speak too much about ben odom l'chaveh, you're modern. You're not really true. But what could we do? There's only one siman in Shulchan Aruch dealing with how should one prepare himself to Yom Kippur? And that is Simen Tov Reish Vav. And that is only about Ben Odom L'Chaveroi. Ad Shiratze Es Chaveroi. And the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotan Aleph quotes a Medrash. Sal Molei Averois. Sal Molei Averois. There is a sack full of Averois. Mi Koifetz Berash? Gezel Koifetz Berash. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote the source. That the source is in Medrash and Parashas Noach. Hishches kol bosar es darkoi. It was terrible. But nevertheless, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Noach, I am bringing a mavel, ki molo oretz chomos lefona. So one of the most important things approaching Yom Kippur is midas ayosho in momoin, zehiras b'momen chaveroi, and bechlal bein odom l'chaver. Emidah she'odom moided moided loy. Shabbos kuf nun aleph, the Gemara says, amaracham al abriyas maracham emorav min hashamayim. Similar Gemara is in Bava Kama lamed Bava Mitbeis in Yerushalmi. Simen ze yehei biyadcho, Chazal say in Yerushalmi in Bava Kama. Amaracham al chaveru meracham emoloch. Mishaino meracham al chaveru ein meracham emoloch. And Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, kol amavir al medoisov mavir en loyal kol psho. Are there any greater zgulas? Are there any greater zgulas anywhere? We are a generation that loves zgulas. We are constantly looking for zgulas. To my dismay, the stranger a zgula is, the more esoteric it is, it has more appeal to us, for some reason. But the most potent zgulas are the ones that we find in Chazal. Divrei Chazal or Divrei Elokim Chaim. There's no greater zgula. Kol ha-mavir al medoisov mavirin lo el kol pshov. That's a Gemara. Kol ha-maracham al abriyas maracham yorov min ha-shomayim. So in these days in which we all know that we need rachmonis. None of us stands a chance b'midas adin. Only b'midas ha-rachamim. How could we achieve midas ha-rachamim? Chazal teaches, Amaracham al Abriyas, Maracham al Abriyasham. Amavir al Midoisav, Mamvirin lo al Kol Pshuav. Kame tipshua shar inshav. How foolish could a person be? In Elul, in Tishrei, Aseasim, in Tshuva, could you be makpid? How could you be makpid? You might be destroying your only chance. Amavir al Midoisav, Mamvirin lo al Kol Pshuav. So let us all be mischazik in Torah, and in dveikas the Torah, and renew our dedication to Torah, and to Torah values, and be machanacha with children le Torah. Le Torah ve la ahavis abriyas. More rachamim, more aham, bein odam lechaveroi, bein ish lishchenoi, bein ish leishto. In every realm of our lives, you have to l'reachu k'moicho, zekla l'godol b'tzoy. V'mide sh'odah moided, moided in lo'i min ha'shomay. So let us all hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu yemal aleinu rachamim, v'yogoylu rachamechu al midu yisteichu, v'tesnai gimono b'mide sh'o rachamim. Ea po m'shevosom, oy aveim nidovo, kishov api memen. Kula hai v'ula. Sh'nizkeh b'yachad em kol v'is Yisroel. L'ksiv l'gemar chasim etoy v'besifon shal tzadikim gemurim. And once again, my heartfelt tanchumim to the two wonderful families. V'nachom asiyan tenuchamu, and yishalom minu nachas and simcha l'ayachim entoy. We should all know a year of nachas and simcha. Bebona, bechaya, bemezayne lavicha, bebar yezgufa, benahir amali, and the choshev rabbonim sitting here. Shalom have a year of tremendous harbotzes toira in siyata dishmaya, yehirave deneim emilsa deneskabli. And you should have nachas from your children and from all your talmidim. We should all be zoicha that this coming year should be a shnas geula v'yeshua v'b'yaz goyel tzedek v'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen. Amen.